This mantra which we have to recite early in the morning. Then we try it. Even then, after 10 and 15 years of getting initiation, but in the morning when we try this mantra, sitting at one place, trying to meditate, our mind runs here and there very fast. Why? This meditation process is very difficult. But when we do ether, the things become very easy. What type of ether? When we just murmur our lips and we chant the name of Krishna, that is called ether. And Sankirtan, Gurudev is saying, Tadano Rami, Janano Rami. When we follow the high class of devotees and Vaishnava, and then do our Kirtan, it turns into Sankirtan. In this Sankirtan, this murmur automatically takes place. When we do Sankirtan, this murmur, means that thinking of Krishna pastime, and whatever we are reciting, we are thinking that. That is called smaran. Smaran and Sankirtan is very important. And this type of kirtan gives very high class of results. What should we do in kirtan? Kirtan means glorifying. This may be glorifying of Krishna now. This may be glorification of Krishna past time, glorification of Vaishnavas, glorification of Gurudev. When we glorify and we think upon also, this is very potent kirtan, and this is far better than darshan. In Srila Prabhupada's statement, we have understood what is the difference between darshan and bhajan. So, here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that this type of kirtan, this is smaran, is quite superior to darshan.
I know that so many persons, especially right now, all are sleeping. I will tell that what I have told. So they are not sleeping. I know. I think that's so many. Sri Rama, Rama, Rama.
tells me, oh, you are my one beloved. You are the most dearest beloved of my heart. But now, he's treating all gopis equally, and he's telling them the same thing. So not tolerating this, Srimati Radharani's Gamyata, her lesson mood was aroused. She came in mind, a salty mood, and she left the Rasa Lila. So here in this Brahmanda Sambhad, what verse is given for Kujama Nilamani? Aheri Vabati Pranam Subhava Kuchila Bhavet. It is the Swabhav, or the nature of frame, that its movements are crooked, like the movements of a snake. Between Krishna and Srimati Radharani, or Krishna and so many other gopis. Among them, Mahan will come, silky mood, and it may come with a cord, or it may come without a cord. It may come in Radharani and the gopis, otherwise, it may come in Krishna. Sometimes, if Srimati Radharani neglects Krishna, then Krishna also does Mahan. So, Srimati Radharani, she became angry, seeing her business treating all equally, and she left the Rasa Lila. At that time, Krishna became overwhelmed with anguish. Krishna is that person, he's free. He steals the mind of everyone. But now his mind has been stolen by Srimati Radharani. And therefore, Rama Radharani, Kamsari of Sansara. Here, Kamsari means Krishna. Krishna is Kamsari, the enemy of Kamsa. Kamsari of the Samsara. So what is the meaning of Samsara here? Oh, not material existence. Here Sam means Samyak Rupain, completely. And Sa, Sa Basana, the essence of all desires. That is, that the essence of all of Krishna's desires is to perform this Ras Lila. But without Srimati Radharani, there is no Ras. Why? Basana, Baddha Srinkala. Baddha Srinkala means that Krishna is bound by Srinkala. Srinkala means very heavy, strong iron shackles. So the prema of Srimati Radhika is like a strong iron shackle on Krishna. He becomes helpless by the strength of this love. So without Radharani, there is no Ras. And before, in front of all the gopis, in their presence, Krishna left, looking for Srimati Radharani. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not clear exactly what happened. But in Gita Govinda, it has been described very distinctly. It's one verse, it has tantum. In this verse it is described that Krishna, when he left the Ras to look for Radharani, he was searching here and there. So many gopis tried to pacify him, but he could not be pacified. Gradually going here and there on the bank of the Jamuna, looking for Radharani, Krishna became discouraged. And he sat down and began to cry. So, from this verse, we can understand something. What is the quality of the prema of Srimati Radhika and how it's superior to everyone else's love? When Mahaprabhu heard this, he became overjoyed. In an ecstatic mood, he said to Ramananda Rai, "Oh, Ramananda Rai, this is why I came here. I did not know all of these things." We should know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And now, he's taking shelter of the mood of Ashray Tattva. Krishna is Vishay Tattva, the object of love. But the mood of the abode of love, he does not know. And therefore, he has to come to a guru. In this case, Krishna's guru is Vishakha, because Vishakha has appeared in the form of Rai Ramananda. Rai Ramananda, Vishakha, is Ashray Tattva, the abode of love. So Krishna, being Vishay Tattva, can learn about the frame from the abode of frame, that is Ashray Tattva. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is learning all Tattva Gyan, Radha Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva, Lila Tattva from Ramananda Rai, Krishna Tattva even. So, Krishna, he enjoys happiness when he's being served by his friends or when he's being served by his mother. And the happiness that he feels is the happiness to which the object of seva is entitled. But he does not know what kind of happiness the Ashray Tattva is entitled to. And that happiness is far higher. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Rai, "If you know more, then please tell me. I want to know about Krishna's swarup." And what kind of swarup? Not the swarup of that Krishna who accepts the service of devotees in so many different rasas, but that Krishna who is the object of Kantaras, Kantarasa swarup, the object of the service
of those who are in Madhurya Rasa. Mahaprabhu said, what is the Swarupa of Rasa itself? I know that in this world, no one can answer my questions except for you. So even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this, we should know that others, some others, very rare personalities, they are qualified. Who? So Damodar knows all of these things, but he is not present at that time. And later, another young person will come, who is qualified to realize. Who is that? Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. So in reply to Mahaprabhu's statement, Ramananda Rai is saying, oh Prabhu, I don't know anything. Whatever I am speaking is what you are inspiring me within my heart. Just like a parrot. If you tell the parrot, chant Krishna, Krishna, then the parrot will chant that. If you tell the parrot to speak some bad language, then the parrot will speak that even. Only the parrot repeats. So Ramananda Rai is saying, I am just like a parrot. And who are you? You are Sakshat Ishwar. You are directly the Supreme Lord. You are in my heart and in the hearts of all. And therefore, what I am speaking is being told by you. Actually, I don't know if it's good or bad. Whatever you're telling me, I'm speaking. Upon hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, O Ramananda Rai, I am a Mayavadi. I am only an impersonalist sannyasi. And therefore, I don't know anything about Bhakti Tattva. But when I met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, by his association and hearing from him, my heart was purified. When my heart was purified, I asked him, oh, can you tell me some Harikatha? But he told me, oh, I'm sorry. Really, I don't know Krishna Tattva. I don't know Harikatha. In this world, only Ramananda Rai knows. So Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai, I have heard all about your glories from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Kiba Vipra Kiba Nyasi Sudra Kaninai Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hai. Oh, one may be a Brahmin, one may be Sannyasi, one may be in any caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But who is Guru? Guru is that person who can explain Krishna Tattva, who has realized Krishna Tattva.
Why he told?
Because Vai Ramananda, from the outer appearance, it seems that he's in the Shudra caste.
Ramananda may have told.
In the beginning. When Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met on the bank of Godavari.
You are Brahmin and Sannyasi high class. So how can I tell?
So when Ramananda Rai first met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, he said, I am a very fallen Shudra and you are a very high class Brahmin and Sannyasi. So Mahaprabhu is asking him to speak. But Mahaprabhu knows in his heart there may be some apprehension. How can I be so impudent to explain to you, you who are so high class? So to dispel this apprehension within the heart of Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu is telling this verse, oh, whoever knows Krishna Tattva, whether they're Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, or Sannyasi, or anything, if they know Krishna Tattva, then they are Guru and they're qualified to speak. So Srila Gurudev, he gave a comment.
Like Guru, or he can tell Harikatha to Sannyasi, he can
So a person who is so qualified, who has the realizations of Ramananda Rai, he is fit to give instructions to Sannyasi. So Srila Gurudevi commented that if there's a person and they're giving diksha to others, even though they're giving diksha, if they have not realized Krishna Tattva, then there will be no result. Really, they're not Guru.
Very good. Thank you. Huh? जल्दी करो एक सेकंड में हम एक सेकंड में जाने वाले नहीं सुना मेरे से भक्ति में जल्दी करो
राधिकार दासा कृष्ण विराजे अधिकार दशा अमित सहित नारी श्री कृष्ण विराहे राधिकार दशा श्री कृष्ण विराहे राधिकार दासा अमित सहित नारी युगल मिलन सफरो तारो युगल ছাড়ি পারি জীবন ছাড়ি পারি শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বিরহে রাধিকার দশা চরণ তাজিয়া মার খানে কে প্রলয় হয় রাধিকা চরণ তাজিয়া মার খানে কে প্রলয় হয়
সব লোক আইয়ে
রাধিকা চরণ তাজিয়া মার খানে কে প্রলয় হয় রাধিকার তারে সতবার মরি সে দুঃখ আমার সয় রাধিকার তারে সতবার মরি সে দুঃখ এহেন রাধার চরণ যুগলে পরিচর জপাব কবে এহেন রাধার চরণ যুগ
আমি তো শহীদ নারী
दर्शन करो चलो ठीक मैं
जबकि मित्र वैसे लाने सरकार की राह है
अपने धाम को विस्तार किया तो सीधा था कि मैं अपने हृदय से वृंदावन को और अपने इंद्रियों से 10 वर्ष को ग्रहण किए मनु और साल वर्ष मोन वर्ष मोहला वर्ष आदि उसी तरह से अपने सुसुमना नारी से देवनारी को और अपने मन से गिरिराजी को ग्रहण किया है। इसलिए श्री गिरिराजी जो है राधा जी का मन और राधा जी का हृदय जो है वह वृंदावन दो इसके दो स्वरूप में प्रकट किए इसमें एक विशेष बात है जब श्री गिरिराजी द्रोणाचार्य के पुत्र के रूप में इस जगत में हम देखते हैं कि द्रोण पर्वत के पुत्र होकर के आए हैं इस समय जबकि वैराग्य में रहते थे द्रोण पर्वत पर काशी में रहते थे तो उस वहां से द्रोण पर्वत पर पहुंचे देखा कि एक छोटा सा बड़ा सुंदर पर्वत है हरियाली से छाए हुए फल फूलों से भरे हुए और पानी के झरने करी है ये सब देख करके उनके मन में लोग कहवा कि कैसे मैं इस पर्वत पर ले गया है अपने आश्रम में ले जाने के लिए बड़े इच्छुक हुए। उस समय द्रोण पर्वत ने कहा कि आपके पुत्र रूप में ये जो गोवर्धन पर्वत है इसे हमने उन्होंने कहा आप ले जा सकते हैं आप उचित रहिए। तो उस तरह से मैं जब गोवर्धन से कहा कि हे गोवर्धन आपको चलना है मेरे साथ मेरे आश्रम को शुद्ध होने चले उस समय गिरा जी बोले कि मैं यह करता हूं परंतु रास्ते में आप मुझे जाना चाहिए रथ रहेंगे मैं वहीं रह जाऊंगा आगे नहीं बढ़ूंगा। तो बोले ठीक है किसी बात पर ही जब चलने लगे तो पुलिस कर रहे थे उस समय उनके अपने हथेली पर उठा लिया और आकाश मार्ग से चलने लगे चलते चलते जबकि उत्तराचल उत्तराचल से अब इधर को आए ब्रजभूमि के ऊपर से जाने उस समय से गिरिराजी ने देखा ये तो ब्रजभूमि है कृष्ण की लीला होगी भविष्य में कृष्ण स्वयं आकर के न्याय लीला प्रकट करेंगे मैं कृष्ण को छोड़कर के कहीं नहीं जाऊंगा। तो साथ ही साथ उनकी इच्छा कृष्ण के स्वरूप में है जैसे ही उनकी इच्छा हुई साथ ही साथ पुलिस ऋषि को बाहर जाने का मन हुआ लघुशंका हुई तो लघुशंका आ गई तो उस समय उन्होंने धरती में उसके राज्य को रख करके और लघुशंका के लिए चले गए। जब हाथ से आए हाथ पैर धो करके उठाना चाहा तो किसी भी प्रकार से उठा नहीं सके बात ला रहे बोले अरे गिरा बोलना तुम करो हमारे साथ। उस समय मैंने कहा नहीं मैं नहीं जाऊंगा आपसे मेरी पहला शर्त था कि मुझे जहाँ रख देंगे मैं वहीं रह जाऊंगा उससे आगे नहीं बढ़ूंगा आपने रख किया है मैं नहीं पढ़ू और मैं नहीं जा सकता। बोले अच्छा तुम नहीं आओगे बहुत प्रयास किया जब हम तो रख ले गए